Geez, it'd be great. Oh, hang on. Speaking of mail.
Oh, there's birds in here. Oh, it's another dear Jared. Here, let me just grab this bird. It's got it. Geez, these claws are thick. Okay. Oh, here it is. You're right. I was right.
Talons.
I was right.
Sure, off you go.
Yeah, get away. Get out. Open that door, Marco. Okay, it's a dear Jared. Dear Jared, most people would be devastated to find out their wife had been cheating. Not me. I've never been so turned on in all my life. I'm 46. My wife is 42. And we've been together for 17 years. I love my wife, but I have accepted our sex life was over long ago. The same old routine gets boring after a while. 2 months ago, we employed a plumber to help install our new kitchen. I think this plumber's name was Dunny. But his progress seems slow. His progress seems slow. I thought he might be one of those dodgy tradesmen taking ages to finish the job to get more money out of me on the hourly rate rort, cost plus. So last month, I bought a spy camera designed to look like a smoke alarm. Very clever. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't want to worry her. One evening after work, I watched the footage back from that day and I couldn't believe my eyes. There was the plumber having sex with my wife on our kitchen counter. Yeah. But my initial anger turned into overwhelming state of arousal. I found it incredibly hot to see this man, who was clearly bigger than me downstairs, pleasuring my wife. So rather than confronting her, I'm ashamed to say I kept the footage for my own pleasure.
Oh, dear.
For the next couple of weeks, I enjoyed watching the wife cheat on me again and again with different tradesmen. The tiler, then the gyp rocker, finally the landscaper. But now it's all stopped. Yeah. Our kitchen is finished and so has the affair. Mm. My spy camera hasn't picked up anything for weeks. Mm. I want to tell my wife about my dirty little secret and encourage her to have more flings as long as she lets me watch. Ooh. But what if she thinks I'm weird? Maybe I should just bottle it up, this freaky side of me. Mm. Dear Jared, help needed. Apprentice plumber. What do we do here? I think he's got to confront her.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You know who may. This is a natural segue as per normal. Yeah. NRL's free-to-play game, Pick'em, is back. Simply pick the four winning margins to win a share in $250,000. Download the app now. So NRL Magic, sorry, that's the Magic Round 1. So pick NRL Pick'em. Simply pick the four winning margins. That's the way to do that. Anyway, Brooksy's still in Magic Round by the looks of things. Anyway, the coal miner's here. How are you, mate?
Yeah, Brooksy's still got his head in the Caxton, that's for sure. Now, is it a pigeon? What animal is that that's delivering these?
That's a homing pigeon. So
a homing pigeon.
The fax has been broken, but I don't know. Jared must have. I know Jared's big on social media.
Yeah.
He must be.
Yeah.
And he tells his clients, or his. They're clients, I suppose, looking for help. Patience. Mm. Yeah, uses
his disciples.
Pigeon. What would you do here? What do you think? I'm thinking the plumber, then the gyp rocker, and then the landscaper. I mean, I think that the gyp rockers are usually up and about a bit.
Well, the poor old Sparky didn't get a start.
Sparky, nothing.
If nothing else, it sounds like he's got a full Reno done on his house. So it sounds pretty win-win for me. Any rendezvous from your former life as a plumber, big bear's head?
No, nothing ever happened.
Jared sort of scenario?
No, once when I was an apprentice, a lady came and I thought it was just like that penthouse forum I was reading the next day. But she had a dressing gown on.
Yes.
And she was reaching up to unlock the door.
Yeah.
And she had nothing underneath. So 18-year-old Bear Zed got the fright of his life.
Yeah.
But nothing ever eventuated.
No.
She was probably in her mid-50s at the time.
Yeah.
Bear Zed was a young kid from Bondi just doing his best. Went in there and I cleared the drain, unblocked it with the electric eel. Did a few tap washes, reseated a few taps, a few tap bodies, and then got paid and walked out.
Is that right?
That was the closest thing I came to Penthouse Forum number 3.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
Righto, Shawnee, I don't know where to start, mate. You take the reins.
Yeah, let's start with some rugby league, boys. Magic Round is behind us. We look to Thursday night, and obviously the big story after the teams have just dropped, one Anthony Milford finds himself in this starting side for the Knights. I can't really believe that. He's been thrown right in the deep end. I can't remember the last time he played first grade, but it feels like a couple of years at least. So the Knights here, they've actually been a little bit back today. They were plus 7.5, I think, yesterday. Well, they did hit 7.5 this morning. Now into 6.5 on the back of that Milford news. It does look, I've got to be honest, it does look like a much sort of steadier ship with his name on the team sheet. But the Broncos, they are airborne. I just had a quick look at the Dally M leaderboard, boys. Could Adam Reynolds win the Dally M this year? He's on 11 points, so yep. He's 2 3-pointers away from Isaiah Yeo, the current leader, on 17. But the way he's playing, I think he could be the form player of the comp. If the Broncos keep winning games, who else is getting three? Maybe Payne Haas could take a few off him. But I think A-Ray, he might just be there on Dally M night.
They just need to win half their game, Shawnee. So if they make the finals, as you're sort of alluding to, he will be getting points most weeks. We were talking about this, Shawnee, about some players that you get signed, and maybe David Fita falls into this bucket, maybe Tevita Pangai Jr. They only get threes, those blokes. Those blokes do not turn up for twos and ones. They'll get a three. Everyone's talking about them.
Get your
goes quiet for a month. Get a three. They don't feature in... They don't accumulate twos and ones, do they?
No. Can I tell you this? If he's getting 1.2 and Kickow's getting a million and Pangai Jr.'s getting 800, the Tigers have got a bargain in Isaiah Papali'i.
Oh, please. Absolutely.
650, 600?
Absolutely.
What about how quick he is?
Yeah.
And, like, hard stuff coming out of his own end, middle, like, great attacking player. I think he
does it all, doesn't he?
Does it all. Brilliant signing. Yeah. If he's getting 650, I'd be going in for a
100%.
Upgrade.
We're talking earlier about the Warriors, Shawnee. I'm a Eli Katoa man. I know he's not playing great football at the moment, but for me, he's a bona fide star. He's not making the 13 at the Warriors, not making the 17. Go get him, West Tigers, and have Papali'i and Eli Katoa in your squad. Then you're talking.
Yeah, don't mind it. Could be a little shrewd move. And the thing, it's the same situation as Isaiah sort of found himself on. Mm. Wasn't really playing good footy. And then Parramatta certainly sort of snapped it up for a very cheap price. And then West Tigers, it looks like they've got a bargain as well.
Sorry, mate. Which club?
Sorry. West Tigers.
Thank you.
I've got him for a bargain. So fair play to him.
Yeah, absolutely. What else have you got, Kyle Minor?
Let's jump to the Premier League. How good was it to hear that audio from Martin Tyler, from Sergio Aguero's goal from all those years ago? Wasn't it good? He just let back. He just put the microphone away and just let the crowd noise sort of take over. He really knew what he was doing there. It was in the moment. We're hoping that the Premier League can come down to that last day like it did on that occasion. So we need Liverpool to win tomorrow morning against Southampton. They're very, very short to do it, but it is on the road. They're $1.36. The Reds, Southampton, big old outsiders at $7. But if they do slot, it brings us to that last day. There'll be 1 point in it. As far as the outright betting is concerned at the moment, though, it still looks like City's to lose. They're $1.10 to lift the trophy. Liverpool, $7.50. We just really need it for them to get the job done tomorrow and come down to the last day. But it's also very, very hot at the bottom of the ladder. My boys, Burnley, $2.75 to get relegated now. So you need a mathematician or need a maths degree to work out what the hell's going to go on there to work out who gets relegated. But Leeds are in the box seat to finish in that third last position and go down. Big club lead, so it'll be a big story if they do. $1.57 they are.
Excellent. US PGA Championship, Cam Smith, run at me.
Yeah, $21 here. And I saw some vision of him with the shorts on. Not every day you get to see a golfer's pins. He had nice pins actually on the practice round there. He's $21. We always seem to put up a bit of a price about him. He's always there at the pointy end. So I think he'll be certainly heavily backed with us, as he always is. Johnny Rahm, it's usually a bit of a copy and paste with Johnny Rahm in majors. He's $13, but he's sharing favoritism with Scotty Scheffler, $13 as well. Jordan Spieth thereabouts at $16. But put me down for one Cameron Smith. I'm with you, Shug.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, just before you go, Shawnee, I'd love a price or some kind of likelihood that this actually happens. So this was in the Daily Telegraph, quoted by Brian Fletcher, in the sale of a $10 million pub. He said, it's been a great journey with that little pub, and as a consortium, we've elected to pursue other capital deployment objectives at this juncture, said Mr. Fletcher. What price was it that he said any of those words?
What the hell? I know. It's
a beauty, isn't it? I just sort of tone it down a little bit with you guys. Mm. You know, as they say, dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Dumb it down. And when I get out of here, I'm quite the businessman.
Well, Shawnee, we have got other capital deployment objectives ahead at this juncture, so we must roll on. Good to chat.
All right, boys. Good luck at the juncture.